Good morning. My name is Pastor Al Schoonover, and today is Friday, the third week in Lent, March 8th, 2024. Our reading this morning is taken from Mark 6, verse 50. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's passage about Jesus walking on the water to meet the disciples in their storm-tossed boat on the Sea of Galilee seems to raise as many questions as it answers. Why did he make or compel them to get into the boat? Did Jesus plan to walk on the water when he sent the disciples ahead of him? And why did he appear to walk past them as if he were racing them across the water? If any of those details jumped out at you from today's passage, maybe these did too. Although Jesus had been praying by himself to recover from his recent ministry activities, he didn't remain aloof or content to continue praying for his friends when he saw they were in trouble. He climbed down the mountain, entered into the chaos of the storm. He experienced everything they experienced to meet the disciples where they were. He encouraged them using words that echoed God's encouraging presence with Israel during their wilderness wanderings, phrases like, "I am," and "don't be afraid." With this divine pronouncement, Jesus stilled the storm, bringing calm out of chaos. And finally, he continued with his friends to the destination to which he'd appointed them. This is not a one-time event. No, this is what Jesus does for us as well. When we find ourselves tossed about by life's storms, Jesus does more than just pray for us, although he does that too in John 17. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus entered the storms of this life. He experienced everything we experienced to meet us where we are. As the divine word made flesh, he stills the storm of sin that swirls around us and within us, and he accompanies us on our journey through this life to the eternal destination he's prepared for us. What a beautiful example of divine power and action at work in our world and in our lives. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, what a blessing it is to know how you pray for us and that you come to us in our time of need. Work through those you've placed in our lives as instruments of your loving presence, our family and friends, roommates, co-workers, classmates, even those random strangers we might meet any given day. May they be a source of encouragement today as you meet us where we are and walk with us into the future you've prepared for us. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.